July 9, 1915. One who really does the divine will is in the same condition as the humanity of Jesus, before God and creatures. Finding myself in my usual state, I was feeling very bad, and my always adorable Jesus, moved to compassion for my poor state, came for a little while. Kissing me, he told me, "Poor daughter, do not fear. I do not leave you, nor can I leave you. It is my magnet that works powerfully on me, attracting me toward you with such violence that I cannot resist. It takes too much to be free of one who does my will. I should get rid of myself, which is not possible." Then he added, "Daughter, one who really does my will is put in the same condition as my humanity. I was man and God. As God, I contained within me all the happiness, beatitudes, beauty, and all the goods that I possess. On one hand, my humanity participated in the joy of my divinity, therefore my soul was blissful, happy, and its beatific vision never escaped it. On the other hand, my humanity had loaded upon itself the satisfaction on the part of creatures before divine justice. It was tormented by the clear sight of all the sins, and having to take them upon itself in order to repair for them, it felt the horror of each sin with its own special torment. Therefore, I felt joy and pain at the same time, love on the part of my divinity, cold on the part of creatures, sanctity on one side, and sin on the other. Nothing the creature did could escape me, no matter how tiny. Now, my humanity is no longer capable of suffering. Therefore, I live in one who does my will. She serves as my humanity. So, on one hand the soul feels love, peace, firmness and good, fortitude and so on. On the other hand, coldness, bother, tiredness, etc. If the soul remains completely in my will and takes these things, not as her own things, but as the things that I suffer, she will not lose heart. She will sympathize with me and will have the honor of sharing in my pains, since she is nothing other than a veil which covers me. She will feel nothing but the annoyance of pricks and coldness, while they will come thickly into me, into my heart.